Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. This is our fifth special session. It is January 15th, 2021. The time is 1:03 p.m. We are on day one. Congressman Big Horse, I would like to ask you to pray for us today, please.
Yes, Madam Clerk. Thank you very much. If you'll bear with me. Dear God, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you today, dear God, Heavenly Father. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we're humble and we're thankful for all that you have provided us, dear God, Heavenly Father. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we know that there are still a lot of people with needs out there, dear God, Heavenly Father, and we are vigilantly watching that and trying to help in every way that we possibly can. Dear God, Heavenly Father, and as we proceed through this session, dear God, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you be in our midst. Dear God, Heavenly Father, be in our hearts and minds, and bless each and every one of us. Dear God, Heavenly Father, bless all of our people that are in mourning today, dear God, Heavenly Father. And dear God, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you bless our elders, our children, our veterans, and people that are sick with this virus, dear God, Heavenly Father, and other elements. Ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Present.
Congresswoman Gifford.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Makeup?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Here.
Congresswoman Rebar?
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Hey, Walker, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm here.
Speaker Pratt?
That's you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn?
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Forgot to say Happy New Year, everyone. Next, we have the executive message from Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear. He's here with us. Good morning, Chief.
Afternoon, Madam Speaker.
Sure. I keep saying morning. I keep saying morning, huh? Good afternoon.
Is this microphone now on?
It should be.
Okay.
Yeah. All but right. You might want to get closer to it. Put it a little closer to you for clarity. There you go.
All right. So, thank you. Good afternoon, members of Congress. We are here to talk about the health plan, and it's important to be as certain as possible, and I know we all try to do that. Watching some of the discussion here and on the social media is showing that there is confusion on the issue, and today we hope to have clarity as a result, or whenever you decide to vote on your legislation. And it's always good to find out and remember where we are, and I can provide some of that information for you. First of all, we are not talking about Medicare supplement. We're not talking about the Plan F program or the Part D. This discussion and what we're prepared to talk about is the health card fund. And for a recap, last year, in preparation for this year, we proposed on the health card $8 million, and well, $8,090,680 for the appropriation on the health card, and the Medicare supplement, we projected and proposed funding for Plan F and Part D together at $4,556,334. The health card then and the Medicare supplement together then totaled $12,647,014. The Congress, after we all discussed various options, including the rollover, ended up at ONCA 20-75 with a reduction of that of $1,499,990. So the total appropriation for the health card and the Medicare supplements together was $11,147,024. Now, we do these on projections, and it's important to get these projections as close as we can, and I know everybody worked real hard back in September to get that done, but again, I'm just doing a recap. Our enrollment to the health card, because now I'm not going to talk any more about Plan F or Part D. I'm just going to talk about the health card. Our enrollment in January 2020, a year ago, was 10,129 members enrolled in the health card. By December 2020, over 5,000 more Osages enrolled. So we had a total in December 2020 of 15,493 members enrolled. And as of January 2021, with the enrollment, we are at 13,283 members enrolled. I'll just repeat that. In January 2021, we are at 13,283 members enrolled. These numbers do not include rollover membership, and there are 215 members with incomplete applications that we're trying to correct, such things as missing membership cards or date of birth was incorrect, or missing guardianship information and the like. Now, to the rollover. The rollover, again, these are projections. We are showing for the year 2020, the unfunded liability for 2020, $3,623,689, and for 2019, $2,001,351. For a projected total for 2020 and 2019, unfunded liability, $5,625,040. Now, what does unfunded liability mean? For those listeners that did not hear the session back in September, we pointed out that when you look on your card, you will see a rollover amount. Those numbers are just numbers. They are not backed up by money. And if everybody was to use their rollover, we would have to have the liability funded.
Can everyone please mute your phones? Excuse me, Chief.
Yeah.
I apologize.
We would have to have the liability funded by an appropriation from the Congress. So the numbers that are showing in the rollover need to be backed up by dollars appropriated by the Congress. So we have unfunded liability of $5,625,000, and this is part of the discussion, And that number is to do nothing but grow unless the rollover was phased out. We now hear that some members of Congress would like to, if we're going to phase out, would like to skip the phase out and just go directly to a cutoff, which the administration opposes. We were told, and we believe the majority of us work together to phase out. And if the language is unclear, we'll just leave that to the lawyers to make it clear. And we support a phase out. Now, should the Congress decide not to roll over? Excuse me, should the Congress decide not to curtail the rollover? Should the Congress decide to continue with the rollover? Then we're back to what we presented last year. We believe the Congress needs to put money behind the numbers, make it real. Unfunded liability is not what we can do. We need to have the Congress appropriate $5,625,000 if you're going to keep the rollover in place. That is your decision. And I will honor that decision. But I'm saying, too, today, you will be sending mixed messages. Just a few weeks ago, I requested the Wake and Iron Chapel, $1.8 million, be funded now, and then we can see what we can do with Wake and Iron Community Center. This week in the evening, I received a call from the chair of the five-man board, village committee, while one of our families was at a wake for their loved one. All the toilets backed up throughout there, and we're sending people over to Come and Go convenience store, finding potta-potties during the wake and the funeral the next day. I cannot emphasize we need to replace the chapel, but the Congress chose not to fund it. The Congress chose not to spend the money to take care of Wake and Iron Chapel and Wake and Iron Community Center. I'm disappointed in that, but I'll go along with the will of the Congress. So be it. I hope you revisit that, although now the timing is off. These are all time-critical issues. So not to fund those projects, and then to fund for $5 million, the liability to roll over, that's the choice of the Congress. I believe, personally, that since we have 6 years ago decided to make a priority the three village arbors and the three village community centers and chapels, we've taken care of Hominy, we believe. There's always going to be maintenance. Gray Horse, we've done that. And now Pawhuska awaits. However, should you decide to fund the unfunded liability of the rollover, I will sign the legislation if you, majority, pass that for $5,625,000. And I can only hope that Wake and Iron and the other projects that we are now put on hold would be funded when the Congress believes they are priorities. Thank you.
Thank you for your executive message. I know that a lot of this is about providing some clarity. And that's why we're here. There's a lot of, I know that you gave a lot of numbers, but one thing I want to express, I guess, first is I was just told earlier today that someone was under the impression, not understanding the emergency special session. So I wanted to clear that up for the public, and saying it was in a certain mostly out of formality. The special session typically takes 10 business days in between the day that it's called and the day that it begins, so it ends up being about a 12-day process. And Chief and I, or whoever the speaker is, typically work together, you know, a time frame. And however, a few years ago, the special session law was amended to include the direct assistance benefits, I believe, when there was they had more applications for the barrel assistance benefits in that year and needed to be continued to be funded. So for the listening public, I want to say that I believe the information has been put out there to, has maybe invoked some fear in people about what exactly the emergency is. Is our nation under attack? I just want to provide that clarity because I promise that the chief and I and other leaders wouldn't, if it was of that magnitude, in the crisis situation that some might have understood that we are in at this moment, we would be taking it very seriously and putting out information in a more open manner and being very specific about what's happening. However, this is a matter of a formality because we want to address the rollover monies at this time, and we want to do that as quickly as possible. So that was the need for an emergency special session. So here we are, and I think that there's probably differences in the Congress at this point. There's, as you've stated, there's a lot of information out on social media that I'm just not quite sure about. I think that there's a lot of misinformation now. And, you know, we call Osage County Big Spoon Country, you know, because we all like to use spoons, but I would prefer it not to be to stir the pot, just to be stirring the pot. And because we do take our jobs very seriously. We are here to do the best that we can for our people. We have a vested interest in our community. We are here, and we're trying to do this the best that we can. However, that there's a need to make big decisions at times, very difficult decisions, to manage everything. And so I think at the beginning of the inception of this, of these direct assistance benefits, was a different time. There were less people enrolling. Tribal enrollment has grown since then. As Chief mentioned, back to the discussions that we had in the previous session and even a few months ago regarding managing these direct benefits, managing everything at this point because of the situation that we are in at this time. And so, again, the time of the inception of this benefit was a while back, and everything has grown. The unfunded liability has grown. However, our overall economic development has not grown. And we are getting there, but which is calls us to make difficult decisions to manage, and that's what we talked a lot about, is managing these benefits. So as you mentioned, the unfunded liability, and that is what brought us here in the first place, was the discussions that this Congress had and voted on to stop the rollover and to apply a deadline for the enrollment period. Those are things that we worked with the executive branch, and we were together on this and moved forward as a way to manage. And so maybe the Congress, I believe, is, if we're judging off the vote and information that's being put out, we're obviously split on where we stand on that. However, because particularly of the unfunded liability, which I recall going back to even this past session not long ago, we said, where are we going to get this money in the event to fund the unfunded liability, as you're calling for, Chief, and saying, if that's what we're going to continue to do, then make sure the money's there. Stick the money there, not continue to, as you know, I use the word gamble, I know, and I mean, because that's kind of what it is, a gamble year to year. And so, which is why I mentioned where I could think of the money at the moment, and I think that was before the additional $20 million came in, was, which we can't access right now anyways, but I believe I had said the only option that we really had was to go into the permanent fund, because that fund is specifically to address direct benefits. And this being a direct benefit, that's where we would have to pull the money from. So I can agree with that, but that's where we were trying to get down the line in cutting the rollover off. We can go back and I can recall many discussions that were had by Congress members even back then in whether or not to cut the rollover off. Some people didn't realize, I've heard members say they didn't realize that it was 2 years instead of 1 year. Some people said I knew exactly what we were doing. So I'm not, there's a lot. And therefore, at this time, this Congress, the majority of this Congress chose to address the unfunded liability situation and manage these direct assistance benefits, including an enrollment period deadline. So I guess we will, throughout the day, figure out where we specifically stand. But it was my understanding that this session was called in communication with the sponsor of the bill, was to provide language clarity for the intent, which the intent, in my opinion, with the conversations that I had, the intent of the majority of this Congress was to never cut the rollover off today, last week, whatever. It was to phase it out over the next 2 years. But there's been discussion to provide language clarity. And so that's my understanding what we are here to do today, to provide that language clarity for the intent of this bill. Therefore, we'll get to work and continue to proceed in discussion with the chairperson of the Health and Social Services Committee and the sponsor of the bill, Congresswoman Stabler, that we would move this forward to General Order Day 2 on today's agenda and work through this process during the time of amendments, as opposed to going to committee. So I thank you for your comments, and again, Chief, and I look forward to working together, and thank you. Have a good day. Okay. Bills and resolutions on first reading, Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker, and thank you, members of Congress. I'd like to read in ONCA 2114, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC subsection 3105 and 3106 to authorize the use of accrual benefits from 2019 and 2020 to clarify the enrollment period and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. I will now place ONCA 2114 on General Order Day 2 on today's agenda, where amendments may be proposed. Let me pull my copies. We have received some amendments, and we'll proceed with General Order Day 2. clerk, can you confirm for me which order they were received?
Madam Speaker?
Congressman Maker?
I do have an amendment. I think it's amendment number one.
Yes, I see one, two, and, or one, three, and four. Is there a number two? One, two, and four? Is there a number three for this one set, clerk?
Madam Speaker, can you hear me?
Yes.
I was trying to be recognized. I've got one.
Okay, I'm going to call for amendments in just a minute. I'm just trying to get my copies in front of me. Do you have, how many amendments do you have?
Madam Speaker, I've filed three amendments with the clerk.
Okay, because they say number one, number two, and number four. So I was just clarifying that there, where's number three? All right. At this time, ONCA 2114, an act to amend. Please mute your phones at this time. There's a lot of feedback. An act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC Section 3105 and 3106 to authorize the use of accrued benefits from 2019 and 2020 to clarify the enrollment period and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there amendments to be proposed to this bill? And Congressman Maker asked to be recognized. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, but I don't know if my amendment is in the proper order. I think this law says that they're supposed to be read in order of submitted. So if we could clarify that first. It doesn't matter to me. I'll read mine in now, but I
yes,
just thought.
Go ahead, please. Saying that you both asked to be recognized. Congressman Maker spoke up first, and then they'll be voted on in the order received. So please proceed, Congressman Maker.
Okay, my amendment is on page 3, lines 111 through 117. Strike lines 111 through 117 and insert section H. Existing health benefit accruals in place of as October 4th, 2020 for years 2019 and 2020 will remain in place and expire following their current expiration schedule, beginning with the 2021 benefit for members under age 65. No accrual will be carried forward. Unused benefits for members under age 65 in 2021 and going forward during any calendar year are forfeited and shall not accrue into the next calendar year. Members age 65 and over at the beginning of the calendar year shall be allowed to accrue up to 2 years of benefits and carry them over to the next current benefit calendar year. No accrual value shall apply to those individuals receiving the Medicare supplemental coverage. Thank you.
Thank you. There's an amendment on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, thank you. Next, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to insert an amendment. Page 1, lines 33 through 39, strike lines 33 through 39 and insert the following. B, an applicant must submit a completed application / enrollment form to a plan administrator as stipulated in the plan document. If the applicant is a minor under the age of 18 or a dependent, a parent or guardian may apply on behalf of the minor. And completes that and re-letter section 1 of ONCA 2114 accordingly.
There's an amendment on the floor.
Second.
Congressman Potts, for clarification, page 1, line 33 through 39, strike lines 33 through 45. Is that correct?
I believe that's a Scribner's error. That should be 33 through 39.
Okay. Thank you. Next.
Madam Speaker.
Continue.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Page 3, lines 110 through 116, strike lines 110 through 116 and insert the following. H, unused benefits from a given calendar year may accrue up to $1,500 in individual accounts for members under 65 years of age and $3,000 to individual accounts for members age 65 and over. No accrual value shall apply to those individuals receiving the Medicare supplement coverage.
That is amendment number 2 on the floor.
Second.
Okay, continue, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Page 3, lines 110 through 116, strike lines 110 through 116 and insert the following. H, existing health benefit accruals in place as of October 4th, 2020 for years 2019 and 2020 will remain in place and expire following their current expiration schedule, beginning with the 2021 benefit for members over age 18. No accrual will be carried forward. Unused benefits for members over age 18 in 2021 and going forward during any calendar year are forfeited and shall not accrue to the next calendar year. Members age 18 and under at the beginning of the calendar year shall be allowed to accrue up to 2 years of benefits and carry them over to the next current benefit calendar year. No accrual value shall apply to those individuals receiving the Medicare supplement coverage.
There's an amendment on the floor.
Second.
Okay, so that should be amendment number 3, Congressman Potts. Is that correct?
Madam Speaker, I believe some parliamentary order could be applied. My first amendment can be considered in any order. The second amendment would do... would negate the need for any of the other three. So if we can consider those in order as submitted or in order of precedence to allow for benefits to all members, just the elders as the amendments submitted by Congressman Maker, and then an amendment for those under age 18.
Okay, well, we're through that, but I was just clarifying that that's number 3. Proposed.
Correct.
From you. Okay. Just wanted to clear it up on the sheet. It says 4. Thank you. All right. Without objection, I will advance ONCA 2114 to general order day 3 on today's agenda where the amendments are voted on. Would everyone like to continue? Or would you like any time to recess? Because we will begin discussion and voting on these amendments. Are there any other amendments from anyone else? Okay, hearing none, we'll advance to general order day 3. And is everyone prepared to continue?
Madam Speaker, this is Assistant Chief. I would like to have the amendments in writing, at least in my email, so I can examine them if I'm forced to break a tie.
Okay. Clerk, could you please forward those amendments to
Madam Speaker?
I would forward them to Chief, but they were also attached to the calendar invite, so we should have them in the calendar invite.
I really couldn't hear anything of your saying. Okay, there's someone, I don't know who it is, but there's one that causes a lot of feedback. So I just would like to ask everyone to check your devices again, please. Unless you are speaking, please mute, because it's really hard to understand. Someone has some serious feedback. Okay, what did you say, Clerk?
I said I'm going to go ahead and forward those via email to the Assistant Chief, that everyone should have them in their calendar invites. I sent them out with the calendar invite yesterday.
Yes, okay. They are...
Madam Speaker, I found them.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Assistant Chief.
Madam.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. And in somewhat of an attempt to get a little bit organized here, I'd like to make a call for the orders of the day, which would allow you to set the order to debate these. And following that, I'd like to make a motion for a brief 5-minute recess to get things in order.
Second.
There's a motion to recess.
Second, Mrs. Maker.
And seconded. Any discussion?
Madam Speaker.
Yes.
I would just like to clarify the order that the debates will be considered in prior to breaking for recess.
I was going to go in the order that they were presented. So does everyone, all those in favor of a recess, say yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman King?
Yes.
Congresswoman Roman?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Fox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler? Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Bickworth?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Okay, we are in a brief recess.
Show me the money. Where's the funding for this? Why are people using Come and Go?